Recording. You ready, Olivia? Okay, you're on. So when you talk into the microphone, it's going to be recording into our podcast. So in addition to joining Justin City online, you can also listen to us on Anchor. We're also in the Apple Store.
This is my podcast.
And Olivia is going to join us for some healthy, fabulous at-home fun. So one of the first things I want to talk to you guys about is juicing versus blending. So on my right, your left, you can see that I have my Vitamix 7500. This thing is super powerful. It blends not only smoothies, but it can make soups, can make guacamole, can make some delicious salsa, and some really, really good sauces too. Marinate your food. Yes, we heard.
So here we have the stuff for the
thing. Yes, it comes with a lid, and it has a detachable spout right here if you wanted to add additional items while you're blending. And you can also use this use to chop up some of the vegetables, maybe like some onions or even apples or some ice. Sometimes it's hard to get to blend. So it's great that it comes with this. Yes, sweetheart. Oh, you just want to. Okay. So I'm going to continue to talk and Olivia will offer the visuals. So you see now our Vitamix 75. I thought you weren't talking.
I am talking.
Okay. So our Vitamix 7500, back up so they can see. Is an amazing tool for blending all kinds of different foods, not just smoothies, not just soups. There are entire recipe books dedicated to Vitamix meals, and I highly suggest you check some of them out. So on my left, your right, you can see my juicer. So step aside, Olivia. This is an Omega fruit and vegetable juicer. It is a masticating juicer. The juicer I had before this was a Breville Juice Fountain Plus. And the difference between this juicer and the juicer that I had before is it is a masticating juicer, meaning that it is a slower processing juicer. It does not spin and use centrifugal force to extract the liquids from the fruits and vegetables. It's actually all done inside of a very slow-moving motor. The benefits of using a masticating juicer versus a centrifugal juicer are that this allows you to retain a lot more nutrients because the motor is not heating up the fruits and vegetables. When you use a centrifugal juicer, the motor heats up the fruits and vegetables, and it actually, don't touch that, sweetheart, it actually kills some of the nutrients in the fruits and veggies. So with the masticating juicer, it is a little bit, it's a lot slower. It clogs a lot easier than the centrifugal juicer, but it is definitely the next step in juicing, and I love it. It just takes a lot of patience. So that is basically a quick overview of my juicer and my blender. If I was going to choose one to start with, I would recommend blending because you retain all of the nutrients in whatever it is that you're making. If you are on a weight loss journey or you're trying to watch your caloric intake, then I would highly recommend the juicer because it's extracting only the water liquids from your fruits and vegetables and it's leaving out the pulp. So you want to blend and get your fiber, go ahead. You want to reduce your caloric intake and just get the nutrients from the water in the fruits and veggies, go ahead and get a juicer. Either way, this is a great time to start a health journey. Most of us are pretty much staying inside, and why not start a health journey while you're at home. You can follow along. I'm going to give you some really, really tasty recipes, and you can follow along at home and let me know what you guys think, okay? Mwah! I'll talk to you later. Bye. Olivia!